Hi everyone, my name is David Thorne, and I've spent the last 15 years working as a marine biologist. Today, I'm here to talk to you about a fascinating topic that I've dedicated my career to, the incredible world of whale communication. When we think about how animals interact, we tend to compare it to our own experiences. While humans rely heavily on sight to navigate the world and communicate, that's not very practical underwater. Because light barely penetrates the deeper parts of the ocean, for whales living in almost total darkness, sound is their primary way of connecting with one another. Sound travels about 4 times faster in water than in air, making it the perfect medium. Now, many animals communicate in some form. While animals like monkeys use basic sounds to warn each other of danger or show anger, they haven't developed any kind of grammar, which is the defining feature of true language. Because of this, scientists generally don't classify animal calls as a formal language.
But whales are an entirely different story. When we listen to whale songs, we might initially just hear low moans or long groans echoing through the water. However, when we analyse these recordings, we see that these songs are actually composed of rapid clicks and squeaks that travel through the water for thousands of miles. The complexity is truly mind-boggling.
In fact, you'd be amazed by the density of these acoustic signals. A single whale song can last up to 20 minutes and be repeated for hours. Scientists have discovered that the sounds produced by whales actually contain more information than human speech does in the exact same amount of time. It's an incredibly efficient way to transfer data.
What's more, these songs are not innate, they are learned. We used to think these songs were just repetitive loops programmed into their brains from birth. But we now know whales rely on an exceptional memory to learn and adapt these complex sequences over many years. A song will actually change and evolve over a mating season, and all the whales in the group will learn the new version.
Each pod, or family group of whales, sings a slightly different tune. While people often assume this is a way to claim a specific territory and keep rival groups away, it really serves as a clear badge of identity for the group. It allows whales to recognise their family members across vast expanses of the ocean, even if they've been separated for months.
Sadly, this intricate communication system is currently under threat from human activity. Natural phenomena like heavy rain or underwater earthquakes create some temporary interference, but it's the continuous noise from boat engines that really drowns out their songs. This low-frequency hum makes it incredibly difficult for whales to hear each other, causing them a great deal of stress.
To combat this and understand the full impact, our research methods have had to evolve. Instead of just dropping standard microphones into the water and listening, our team now uses advanced software to separate the whales' calls from the background noise of international shipping lanes. This allows us to map their communication networks accurately.
By isolating these sounds, we've learned a lot about their feeding habits too. The songs become incredibly fast and rhythmic during a hunt, demonstrating a remarkable level of teamwork as they herd schools of fish together into tight balls before swimming up to consume them. It's a highly coordinated ballet, driven entirely by sound.
If you want to dive deeper into this subject and learn more about what we do, there are plenty of scientific books available. However, I'd strongly suggest checking out a brilliant documentary that features our audio recordings. It's beautifully filmed and really brings the underwater acoustic world to life. Thank you for listening.